All right, let's get in the car and drive up Euclid Avenue. And at the top of Euclid Avenue, we're going to keep on going until we reach Mount Baldy. At least the Mount Baldy Village, even though there is beyond that, Mount Baldy itself. It's an unincorporated community in the San Gabriel Mountains north of Upland. Nestled in the mountains is a very small village. It's located below Mount San Antonio, commonly known as Mount Baldy, where there is a ski lift that runs year-round for people wanting to visit the top of the mountain. Mount Baldy is actually cold and wet with moderate snowfall. The temperatures often fall to 30 degrees at night, usually between 39 to 49 during the day and 25 to 35 at night. The annual snowfall is about 42 inches. Summer temperatures are mild to warm, but it can get chilly at night. And the daytime temperatures are between 76 and 86 with the lows of 49 to 62. When there are thunderstorms, though not frequent, they occur normally in the afternoon, so be aware of that. And they clear up by late evening if you care to go up there for hiking or any of that. The estimated population at the end of 2021 is 537. It's about 1-to-1 male to female. The median age is 52. 15% of the households have children, so not a large amount. 85% don't. The average income is $81,000. Only 12% are below poverty, but that's still 12%. 64% of the people that live there own their home, 36% rent. The overall crime grade is C-. The history. In the early 1900s, there was the Baldy Bowl, which it's still called that. It's the upper south face of the Mount San Antonio. And at that time, it was just that. It was not yet transitioned into a recreation area. During this time, a series of bitter conflicts occurred between the San Antonio Water Company and various camp owners. Pollution of the watershed and the 1899 brush fire led the company to take legal control of the road through the canyon from Charles Banyan. Closed off the canyon with lock gates, stationed armed guards to keep out intruders. But after some time and some battles going back and forth legally, the company decided, you know, let's go with recreation rather than discourage it. So they bought it up in 1907, hired Banyan to manage it, charged tolls between 1908 and 22, and then the camp was renamed Camp Baldy in 1910. And then later it became accessible by automobile. By the early 20s, there were numerous trail camps and resorts in the area. And when it became a national forest, the Forest Service began offering 99-year leases of plots of land, including at Camp Baldy. During the Prohibition, the area became known as a place where one could get a drink away from the watchful eyes of the police. Former Yosemite concessionaire Foster Curry, his wife Ruth, and Ruth's second husband, movie star Edmund Burns, turned Camp Baldy into a playground for affluent residents of L.A. with a swimming pool, casino, and a dance pavilion. But that no longer exists. The Los Angeles flood of 1938 destroyed most of the human-made structures. Casino destroyed. The hotel, today's Buckhorn Lodge, survived. Camp Baldy was rebuilt and later became Mount Baldy Village. The community was established in 1906, where it changed its name to Camp Baldy, and then Mount Baldy in 1951. The post office established in 1930. The Mount Baldy School District operates the Mount Baldy School in town, and they have the Mount Baldy ski lifts above. Father God, we pray for Mount Baldy. We pray for the believers. We thank you that there is the Mount Baldy Village Church that's a Christian church, and it is operated by people who serve you and love you and preach the gospel. We thank you, God, that they open it up for prayer retreats and for church retreats. We also thank you that they hold services and Bible studies regularly. We pray, God, that you would bring revival through this town and in that church, that people would be transformed by the gospel. People would share their faith with boldness. Bible studies would attract more people and disciple them and in turn grow. We pray for the elementary school, the Mount Baldy School, that it would be blessed, that you would watch over it and keep it from falling prey to the woke culture, the LGBTQ, the promotions that confuse people, the gender confusion, And we also pray it will not teach CRT. We pray instead, God, that this school will be used by you to help students grow up and learn your basics. We pray against the crime statistics. Even though the violent crime grade overall is C minus, we pray against the violent crime that is at C minus, the property crime at C, and other crime is at D. And every 24 days, a crime occurs there on average. The top crime is drug-related at 9%, theft at 7%, vandalism 5%, burglary 4%, and car theft 3%. So God, we pray that people will not stop and even consider doing anything like it. We pray for those that are on drugs or seeking drugs, that they would find rehabilitation, that they would find deliverance. We pray for the church, God, that they would create opportunities for people who have these problems to be able to work through them. We pray, God, that vandalism, theft, burglary, and car theft will stop, and we will see a diminishing of this. We pray for Mount Baldy Resort, which we know is a big economic point of interest to the area. And we pray you would bless it. We know it needs snow, but we also know that it's used during the year with ski lift to help people get up there and see the mountain, to take trails up there. And they even rent tents now for tent cabin rentals for people if they want to enjoy the sights of the beautiful mountain and the vast views of the San Bernardino County from there. We also pray for Ice Mountain Trail and pray for people's protection. We thank you at present there are no COVID cases in Mount Baldy Village, and we pray that continues. God, we pray for a revival to occur, for an awakening to happen, and for it to spread all the way down Euclid, where there are many churches hosted and nearby it. And we pray, God, that this revival will be something that people will talk about the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.